Good afternoon, everyone. We'd like to welcome you to the study session for the Mesa City Council for November the 19th. Councilmember Glover is absent and excused. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is to review the agenda for our meeting upstairs later this afternoon. So, Council, please refer to that document. Same agenda we went over last Thursday, but I think there may be some movement on some of these items. Currently, the first several items are liquor license applications, bingo applications, and purchase contracts. How about agenda item five? Any comments or questions on any of those contracts? Yes, Mr. Thompson.
On item 5N, if there's a way that we can try to decrease our lag time and the time it takes to get a vehicle, it seems like, especially for PD, if we're, by the time they upfit and they put the decals and they do the whole nine yards, from the time that we get it and approve it to the time the guys are, men and women are getting the vehicles, it seems to be taking about 6 to 8 months. If we can try to find a way to reduce that time frame to get the vehicles expedited a little bit quicker to get them into to our men and women out on the street, it'd be, I think it'd be a good thing. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Item six, for various resolutions, and seven is some zoning ordinances. Currently kind of skipping to the end of the calendar, the agenda, the only thing we have off the consent at this point is, well, I guess there is item 8B where we're contemplating that there might be some folks show up that want to comment on that, so we'll just see if some folks show up and want to take that off, and we'll deal with that if it happens. But currently, zoning case, there's a zoning case that's off the consent agenda, Mr. Thompson. Do we want to keep it there?
We can, or we can put it back on the consent agenda. I met with the individual, and we chatted for a bit, and I'm okay moving this forward.
Okay. That being the case, did anybody else want to keep it off the consent agenda? So I think 10A. We can go ahead and put back on the consent agenda. Sound okay to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Consent agenda for approval.
Yes.
Yes. It had staff approval and P&Z unanimous approval. Okay, so currently that would mean we don't have anything off the consent agenda unless someone shows up and wants to pull a blue card. Okay. All right. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Anything you'd like to share with us, gentlemen? Mr. Thompson.
We had the, it wasn't really a ribbon cutting, I guess, right? It was more of a toast to open our new water treatment plant at Signal Butte, and had a great turnout by the community, and thanks for the fire folks for coming out and doing pancakes and so forth. But I had a lot of positive feedback from the community that was very intrigued with how high of a caliber of water that we produce. They talked a lot about the testing requirements and what they do in the lab and so forth, and they were really impressed with the fact we go above and beyond to make sure our water meets or exceeds the federal standards. So kudos to Jake West and his team and Kathy McDonald for making Saturday a success. So thank you.
It was an amazing event. So that's another 24 million gallons a day added into the Mesa water supply, and already talking about the next phase of that expansion, because that's a fast-growing area that's anxious to have those resources. Mr. Luna.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't know if you had an opportunity to speak on Piper Plastics.
I didn't.
They're moving into District 5 in the city of Mesa. We're very excited. They make specialized plastics for medical devices and a number of things, as well as aerospace. So very excited having them in District 5. Also attended Las Sendas Elementary School. They had a fair, a fall festival, if you will. They're one of the top-ranking schools in Mesa Public Schools and in the state, so we're very proud of their efforts. Friday evening, we also were at Las Sendas Boulder Mountain, where they introduced their new pickleball courts as well as their bocce courts. So We want to congratulate them. And I wasn't here on Wednesday because I was invited by the Douglas City Council. I'm their native son. They wanted to applaud me for my efforts as being, certainly being raised in Douglas and doing good, I guess, for the community. So yeah. I thank them for their recognition.
Well, congratulations. That's no small award for your hometown to invite you back to honor, to show to their young people how well someone can do when you come from Douglas. So congratulations. We're proud of you. I want to just...
We know what you meant.
What did I say? We are proud of you. No. Maybe best not to rewind that tape. Is that right? Okay. But your comment having to do with Las Cenas Elementary School, yeah. That was my understanding is it got the highest test scores right. of any elementary school in the state of Arizona. Sure. So that's something to be very proud of. Mr. Freeman.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to get an update. We had our Lehigh community meeting this past week. We had 75 people come. Mr. Brady came and spoke eloquently on some financial questions that were discussed. And I just appreciate all the city officials that came and were able to give their input. Cynthia Skura and Katie Brown for setting it up. But also, we had some elected people. We had Tyler Pace, our senator-elect. He was able to come so people could meet him, as well as Mr. Chukri. Steve is always great to be there. And Rusty Bowers will be the new Speaker of the House, and he came as well. And we had a great time, and we finished on time, so I appreciate that. But I also wanted to mention something that I felt is important. You know, oftentimes we receive emails on public safety events, and I just want to thank our police department especially for, you know, there was a murder at 8th Avenue and McDonald, and a suspect was arrested, and I appreciate our police department. There are a lot of boots on the ground as well as the detective work and silent witness, and a lot of things went into that. So taking bad guys off the street is very important. I appreciate our police department. As well as, I don't think many know that there was a horse rescue at Granite Reef Dam, and our Mesa Fire Department responded to that and provided a rescue to two horses caught in the CAP canal. And so I kind of took command and asked Chief Camelli if she could ask one of the captains who assisted in that rescue, give us a little overview about what happened. So if Captain Greg Adams could come up and just maybe like 3 minutes, Greg, Chief. I mean, these
Greg
are unusual rescues that often we take care of, livestock or others. So thanks, Greg.
Sure.
Absolutely. Mayor, Councilmember Freeman, members of the council, thank you. This was a great call that Captain Adams was at, and I'm going to let him take the time to kind of explain a little bit about what he did.
Well, the call kicked out in the middle of the night, and I think what happened was SRP, they have a unit that patrols the canal, and they spotted the horses in the canal at that time, and so we responded. When I got on scene with the battalion chief, we upgraded it to get technical rescue crews there for more manpower and because they have the equipment needed when you've got moving water like that. So there were horse rescue groups on scene as well. So we noticed the foal and the mare were separated. The foal was downstream when I got there, and she was already lassoed by the rescue groups. And it was interesting because they didn't want to pull her out. And knowing horses like I know you do, we're not going to hurt that animal by pulling them out by the neck, structurally anyway. So I convinced them to just drag her out of the water. I think we probably would have lost her had we not. She was probably hypothermic, even though it was summer, sitting in that water for so long and definitely exhausted. So got her out of the water, then made our way up to the mare, who was also exhausted in the water, but still standing. The technical rescue crews were trying to move her upstream using her flight response, but she was just getting so fatigued she couldn't make it. And Joe Martinez, he was my engineer. We were both on the rope. The TRT teams had lassoed her. Joe said, we can pull her out. And so once those guys had cleared, we did that, and the horse brought herself out. But then she collapsed as soon as she was out of the water. She was so exhausted as well. And the rescue teams, the horse rescue teams there, then put a corral around them, and the vets checked them out, and both of them survived. So we moved on from there. So it was pretty successful.
Thank you, Captain. I just think it's important to highlight some of the things we do in our city and some of the attributes and our expertise that we can provide rescue to not only livestock, but also humans, So I appreciate our police and fire department. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you for pointing that out, Mr. Freeman. That was great. Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to share with us? Mr. Brady, can you help us come up to speed on our schedule?
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, tomorrow is the Great Turkey Tuesday from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the Mesa Convention Center, where we'll be collecting turkeys. Our goal is to collect 1,500 turkeys for families in need. And so we encourage everyone to come out again tomorrow between 6:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. at the Mesa Convention Center. Drop off your turkeys there. This weekend, we look forward to the Merry Main Street kickoff. That'll be this Friday. I should change that. It's like, wait a minute, I don't think anybody's going to come out if we do it on Thursday. Friday in downtown Mesa. Their program begins around 4 with the bands and other activities going on, and then the tree lighting will happen just before 5 o'clock. So encourage everybody to come on down and enjoy the festivities. And it looks like we're going to have ice. Wow. Last year we were struggling to make ice, but I think we've got ice this year. So we invite everybody to come down to Mary Main Street and to the ice rink down here. Just a reminder to the council, coming off this next weekend, there will be a special council meeting on Monday, November 26th at 9:30 a.m. That's what I understand, correct? All right, so we'll see you all here Monday, the 26th at 9:30 a.m. And our next study session will be Thursday, November 29th at 7:30. Thank you.
Great. So I think the tree lighting on Friday is at 5:45.
5:45?
The music begins at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then the city band will be there, and Santa Claus is rumored to be planning on being there. So that should be a lot of fun. Just in terms of announcements, I did notice just this afternoon there was a fun article that came out from Money Magazine and Time.com that you recall a few years ago they ranked us very high as a community. Today I read the article that said in the top 10 big cities to live in the United States, Mesa was ranked number 4. So congratulations to city staff and everyone who worked so hard to make this such a great place to live, and we appreciate that recognition. If there's nothing else, council, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.